Officials with the municipality expect sequestration to impact the People Mover bus system. Lance Wilbur, the director of public transportation for the municipality of Anchorage, says that's because his department's budget is heavily supported by federal grants.
Roughly 20% of our operating budget is supported through operating dollars from the federal government. And we use those funds to really keep our system on route. On the capital side, it's more significant. Roughly 70 to 80% of our capital improvements is supported 70 to 80% by the Federal Transit Administration.
Wilbur says sequestration could slow down bus and bus stop improvements, as well as customer service upgrades. According to officials at the Anchorage Police Department, grants that support DWI and seatbelt patrols could be reduced, as well as those that provide funding to fight internet crimes against children and support task forces on human trafficking and illegal drugs. Anticipated sequestration reductions for the 2013-2014 Anchorage School District budget equal about $6 million and were included in recent budget cuts. Chad Steitler, ASD budget director, says the district is watching Department of Defense reductions at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson closely because they could impact the district down the road.
As the federal footprint in Alaska is reduced, we expect that that will also reduce the population and the enrollment inside of the district. And so we've considered that along with the actual immediate financial impacts of the sequestration.
The district gets a little less than 10% of their funding from federal monies. Most sequestration cuts would probably take time to trickle down to the local level until the end of 2013 or the beginning of 2014. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.